USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
If a person is paid on a salary, they have just lost an entire month of work for free because of the Biden administration.
House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, this is Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is now trying to say that two negative quarters of economic growth is not a technical definition of a recession. New economic numbers are set to be released Thursday. President Biden is pushing the Senate and House to pass a bill aimed at boosting computer chip production in the United States. The president meeting with CEOs and labor union leaders remotely at the White House, Biden adding that a Made in America stamp should be on semiconductors. The bill is currently before the Senate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Wyoming Congressman Liz Cheney says the January 6th Select Committee is thinking about a subpoena to Ginny Thomas, wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. Appearing on Fox News, Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan says he's no fan of this.
This is part of the left's concerted effort to intimidate the court. I think the country, again, understands this for what it is and is not for it, even though the left continues to push it.
The Democratic-led committee has uncovered emails between Ginny Thomas and people they believe are relevant to the investigation of the January 6th attack on the Capitol. The World Health Organization is issuing a new warning due to the ongoing monkeypox outbreak. It said there's no guarantee that cases will continue to primarily affect communities of gay and bisexual men. This comes as the WHO activated its highest alert level for the outbreak Saturday, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
Gas prices are down more than 15 cents from a week ago. AAA saying the current average across the nation is $4.35 a gallon. It was sitting at just $4.52 one week ago. China is no fan of a possible trip House Speaker Nancy Pelosi might be taking.
China threatens the Biden administration with war if Speaker Nancy Pelosi goes to Taiwan on a scheduled trip. Dean Jenks, senior research fellow at the Heritage Foundation on News Nation, points out the U.S. military is setting policy under the Biden administration.
Harry Truman said the buck stops here. Joe Biden seems to believe the buck stops anywhere but here. So he comes out and he basically doesn't say, I don't want Nancy Pelosi to go. And he doesn't say, I'd like Nancy Pelosi to go. And he says, no, the military is uncomfortable with this, as though that will decide that General Milley or somebody else in the military is the one who should decide whether Nancy Pelosi should go to Taiwan.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
T-Mobile will pay $350 million to settle with more than 76 million people whose information was compromised in a cyber attack. T-Mobile disclosed the breach last year. Information that was accessed included names, addresses, birth dates, driver's license information, and social security numbers. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.